It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
You are listening to the Coaching Ignited Show, where we bring you stories and insights from coaches, fitness professionals, and industry experts to help you expand your business and reach your goals. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. My name is Alex Povey. You can subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite apps, including Spotify and iTunes. The Coaching Ignited movement is on a mission to help coaches and personal trainers increase their sales and reach their full potential. If you wanted to find out more, please head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted to connect with us on social media, all the details can be found in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show.
So this is episode 6 of the podcast, and I'm excited to announce that we have Theo Golab on with us today. And he's a personal trainer. He's been in the industry for around 2 years. He's been doing YouTube, vlogging. He's also an ambassador for Capital Physio, and he specializes in fat loss and muscle building. And he's also in incredible shape as well. I've seen him and he looks great. He's got a great physique. He really knows what he's doing. So welcome to the show, Theo. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Awesome, buddy. So let's just dive into like how it all started for you. How did you get into the industry? Did you always want to be a personal trainer? Like, where did it all begin?
Well, to be honest, I've been training now I'm 30 years old, and I started at a junior weights club when I was like 14. So I was in high school at the time. You know, it wasn't too intensive, like 2 sessions a week. So I've been like interested in fitness from a very early age. And then as the years went by, I kind of wanted to be a personal trainer, but didn't have the confidence to actually pursue the route. I didn't think I had enough knowledge or, you know, didn't have the physique to come across as that I actually know what I'm talking about. And I've kind of put it off for many years. And it wasn't until last couple of years, I was in the gym, I've been to many gyms now, and I was looking at the other PTs and I thought, you know, I think I can do what they do and maybe even better than what they do. So I thought I'd jump in and give it a shot. And so far, so good. You know, really enjoying the journey so far.
Do you regret not starting sooner? Because something was holding you back and you maybe lacking in the confidence getting started. But do you regret that? Do you regret not getting started sooner?
Yeah, it probably would have been more beneficial getting into the fitness industry earlier, definitely. But, you know, you can't really live with regrets. You know, things happen for a reason, and the journey which you take certainly helps to build the character like which you are today. So I can't really say that I regret it, but it probably would have helped me getting into the industry a lot earlier.
What made you decide to go, actually, I'm going to do it now? Like, what was the tipping point? What was the turning point?
In all honesty, it was just looking at other PTs and, you know, just like visually. And I thought, no offense to any PTs out there that, you know, overweight or what's not. It doesn't mean that you don't know what you're talking about. But for me, I believe in like being visually. You've got to be a good representative of like what you actually do, and that's my whole like processing, like whole idea about being a PT. You know, kind of practice what you preach. So when I'm seeing like people that don't look like they train actually train other people, it kind of like pushed me more to just kind of, you know, pursue that route.
Did you look up to anyone in the industry before you got started? Was there anyone that inspired you to kind of to take that leap and get started? Did you follow anyone? Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe? Like, who was it? Was this one you looked up to?
Not really, to be honest. I've got a big interest in bodybuilding, and there's loads of bodybuilders that I actually look up to. Personal trainer wise, there wasn't so much. It's not until more recent, like, years, which I've actually like researched more nutritionists and people who have like specialist like approaches to like muscle building or fat loss. So coming into it, it's just more like my friends just kind of encouraging me to actually finally pursue it.
Mm. Were you always in like pretty good shape anyway growing up? Because I've personally seen you, and you're in incredible shape. Are you competing? I'm not sure, but have you always been in like a great shape, or is it only recently since you became a personal trainer that you got to that sort of shape?
Well, when I first started training, I was very skinny, just tall and skinny, and it wasn't until I've always been in decent shape. I've never been like overweight, always had some definition to me, but like especially since I got into bodybuilding and competing, which has been over the past 5-6 years, I would say that's when my physique certainly started to change, and over recent years, yeah, it certainly has got to a very good standard, if you say so myself.
Yeah, you are in good shape, mate. That's for sure. Can you draw like any parallels between building a business and then building a physique?
Yeah, definitely. Both require consistency. You need to have like a good approach, a good knowledge, and like I said, yeah, consistency, and literally, it's just about doing the same things, doing like ticking all the boxes day in and day out. And if you can apply that, you can apply that to anything in life. You do that and you're more likely to be successful. It doesn't guarantee it, but it certainly helps.
Mm. Would you say like there's certain things that you do consistently then to grow your business, and you're always aware of them, you're always making sure you're doing them? Obviously not so much now because you've probably got a really healthy client base, but in the earlier days, what were those consistent things that you were doing to help you grow the business I'm talking about?
Okay. Do you know what? You're right. I'd say now, because I'm at a good point, and I'm kind of just, not just coasting, but yeah, I guess I am kind of coasting because I'm comfortable, but certainly we'll be starting to push things a lot more now that I stopped competing for the season. But in the beginning, it was just about being in the gym, being visible, just trying to talk to people, having an online presence, and just doing the same things day in and day out, you know, allowing people to see that, you know, you are a PT, you are there, and that's the main thing, just being visible, being and just approaching people.
Were you quite active in the pursuit of growing your business then? Were you like proactively going out and speaking to people regularly, or at first did you find that a challenge when you first came into the industry? Like, how was it for you?
Oh, certainly it was a challenge. To be honest, if I don't know somebody, I can be quite shy. So I didn't like going up to people at all. You can even ask the other PTs. Well, in my gym, we used to have like mentors who would like sit down with us on a weekly basis and would go through some stuff. So they would give us some tips and things on what to do and how to approach people. So yeah, I did approach a few people, but luckily, with me, people just kind of came to me. So yeah, I've been kind of lucky to an extent. And that's kind of the way that things have worked with me. People have kind of come to me, but I have approached people, especially in the beginning. You kind of need to, just to get things going, because once people see you doing sessions, then it kind of attracts more interest.
Mm. Did you have kind of like a limiting belief, or maybe like a slight fear of rejection at the start then about approaching people? Like, what was going on in your head when you first started out?
Yeah, rejection was a big thing. No one likes to be rejected in like anything at all. So the worst thing that could happen to me is going to someone, well, this is what I thought, is going to someone and someone saying, like, go away, or, you know, swearing, or I don't know, just something which I didn't want to hear. So that was definitely the main factor behind being scared to approach people. But in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing really, you know. You speak to someone, if someone wants your services, fair enough. If they don't, then they don't. The majority of people are pretty nice about it, you know. They won't just tell you to do one, but, you know, just kind of say, you know, I'm okay, or I haven't got the money, or something along them lines, and then just move on, go on to the next person.
Yeah, so, like, I suppose over time you've taken it less and less personally, and you've realised that, actually, it's not really that bad, and no one's really that rude to you or tells you to fuck off, or you don't really get that, but people assume, because they've not tried it, that that's the response they're going to get, right? Because they're looking for the worst case scenario. They're looking at it, they're unknown, they don't know what's going to happen, so all these little voices start creeping up, and then it stops them from actually going out and seeing what the true response is. And people get crippled by this stuff, right?
Definitely. I don't know, like, the amount of situations and things that you put in your head before you've even approached anyone is crazy. You build it up to be some like massive big event, and really and truly all it is going up to someone and having a conversation, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, yeah. Nowadays it's a lot easier. I think, you know, because I've been at the same gym, I'm settled in there, and I feel like that's my home now. So anyone that comes in, I'm quite comfortable, like, talking to people. So it's definitely a lot easier nowadays.
Yeah, I suppose you've got used to the environment. There's familiar faces in there. You're always training people. You're seeing people you know, and so obviously, over time, it gets easier. But what would you say to, like, new personal trainers starting out, or maybe people that are struggling to get clients? What would you say to those guys that are trying to build a client base?
There's quite a few different approaches you can take. Now, what I would do, I'm not the type of guy who would, like, keep hassling people, but some people actually do that and quite successful in doing that. You know, being very persistent. You can be persistent, but there's certain different ways you can go about it. But I definitely say spend a lot of time in the gym. You know, be active, be proactive, you know, be smiley, you know, very welcoming, so people feel like they can approach you and talk to you, because it may not always be like the first point of, like, meeting someone where they actually want to come up to you and get personal training sessions off you. But, you know, if you kind of build up a rapport with members, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 times later, when they've seen you, they might come up to you, or they might actually, you know, get some, like, sessions off you just through, you know, from being friendly to them, being helpful. And it's just about being active. It really is, you know. It does help if you look the part. That's one thing that I will say. It really does help. It's what's helped me anyway, for sure. So if you go in there with a positive attitude and, you know, see some opportunities, and don't be scared to approach people. Like I said, I know I was scared, but it really is nothing. Don't be afraid of rejection. There's plenty of members if you're in a big commercial gym anyway, and just be in there peak times and collect some clients.
Awesome.
Have a goal.
Awesome advice.
Have a goal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. Setting those goals, those targets, and just having something to work towards.
Definitely.
Kind of like training, right?
Yeah.
You're always looking for a PB, or you're just trying to achieve something with your fitness. There's no reason why personal trainers shouldn't be adopting that with their business, right? Setting targets, setting goals, planning. Like, I'm a big advocate of planning, laying things out, just getting things on paper, and then just going for it and ticking things off. And it gives you that motivation to keep going, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I should have really started with that, to be fair. If you go into the gym and have yourself like some targets or daily targets, weekly targets, monthly targets, then you're much more likely to be successful as a personal trainer rather than just going in like walking about, and just going back home. If you go into, right, I want to talk to 5-10 people a day, and you do that, and you do that every single day that you're in that gym, I have no doubt that you'll get some clients, and your client base will continue to grow.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know when you first started out, did anyone show you how to run the business, how to set everything up, how to do all the planning, how to do the goal setting, the forecasting, how to sell, how to market, how to grow the business, how to retain people? Did anyone show you any of that stuff?
Luckily at the gym that I was at, at the gym that I'm at now, it used to be Lifestyle Fitness. And basically, we used to work under LSFPT, and their whole model, it was really good. It was really good. Like I said, each week we sit down with the mentors and they would go through like things with us, and also we'd have team meetings on a weekly basis. So there was lots of it was given like lots of information about how to deal with clients, how to get more clients on a one-to-one basis or in the group sessions, talk about like retaining them. And, always given lots of advice and support. So the gym which I started at, it was perfect. It was perfect in terms of, having the guidance there in order to be successful. Now, don't get wrong, there's been, there's a lot of staff turnover as PTs. But, the ones who take the advice and actually apply it, they seem to be doing very well.
So you think that's down to the individuals then? It's their mindset and their application, their willingness to actually take something that they've been taught and implement it. Do you think that's why there's such a big turnover?
Yeah, 100%. Because a lot of people, including myself, when you first become a PT, you think, oh, it's going to be easy. Just go in there, get some clients, and that's it. But it's a lot harder than I initially thought, and it can actually be quite basically it's not as easy as you think. So
there's some low points. You're gonna go into some low points, right? It's gonna be some rainy days. You're gonna struggle.
Definitely.
Maybe like struggling to like make enough money to pay the bills sometimes, and it gets a bit stressful, right?
Definitely. But now you see when I started, I still had my other job. So
you're leaning on that a little bit.
Yeah. So I still had an income coming in. And then I had to make the extra time to get in the gym. And so, I kind of just coasted in a little bit. And then once the demand for the clients started to grow, then I left my other job. And then went full-time as a PT. So if anyone's going into the industry, it's one of them. You've got to have some type of financial backing first. Well, that's what I'd suggest anyway, definitely. Yeah. And you either have some savings or have a part-time job, because if you're paying full rent, which at my gym isn't too cheap, unless you really get off to a flying start, you're gonna struggle financially for a little bit. 9 times out of 10, anyway.
Yeah, that's good advice. Have that buffer in place. Have some savings, or kind of transition into it if you're not super confident that you're going to pick up clients straight away.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. You can do, like you say, it's down to the individual. If you're a very proactive person, and you can maintain that positivity and that drive day in, day out, and like I said before, set your goals and targets, and you do that every single day, you're going to be flying. Before you know it, you'll have a very big client base and be very successful.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk about some other projects you've got going on, because I want to dive into those a little bit. I know you're doing YouTube, you're vlogging, and you've got some other little things on the bubble as well. Let's talk about that. Start where you want to start. Let's talk about those things.
Okay, well, we'll start off with the YouTube now. Vlogging is something which I started a while ago. I'm looking through the videos. It's been a couple of years, but it's never been that consistent. Up until, like, I say this year has been a lot more consistent than the recent years, and it's definitely something which I'm looking to expand on. Now, the direction which I'm taking is that there's going to be all different types of videos. As I compete, there is some like vlogs on how I'm doing, like, throughout the competitions, and like reviews on the overall prep. There's going to be like lots of nutritional advice and training advice, and that's kind of the route which I'm taking now, since the competition season is over. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of content coming through.
Awesome. So, like, what's the main goal behind it? Are you doing it purely because you enjoy it, or are you doing it because you want to promote yourself, or you want to create more awareness around your brand, or are you going to branch out into online? Like, what's the reason behind all?
All of them. In all honesty, all of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I do enjoy it.
You actually enjoy doing it, right?
I do enjoy it. Like, if you see me on social media, I'm pretty much always on social media.
I just
enjoy being out there and, you know, and interacting with people. But like, moving on to the online stuff, that is certainly a direction which I'm looking to take in the future. Well, even more so in the future. I do little bits and bobs, but that is an area which definitely will be getting a lot more of my attention in terms of growth.
Yeah. What's the thought process behind that? It'd be interesting to know, like at what point you go, right, now I want to go online, and what triggers that? And then what's your thought process about where you want to take it? I want to kind of dive into that. That'd be interesting.
Well, to be honest, it's like, to be a PT, I love PTing. You know, I've got some great clients. We have a good laugh, and it's good when they progress and get good results. But there's only so many hours you can do in a day, you know, before it does get very tiring, especially because I train very often. And also, you know, I've got a home life, which I like to, you know, try and put as many hours into that as I can. So by going into the online stuff, it doesn't mean that I won't be doing any personal training at all, but it allows me to reach out to more people and do a lot more with the time which I've got, and also be able to do some other stuff, like I'm saying, like, still continue with not spending time with my missus, seeing my family and all of that. So yeah, it's going to require a bit less time, and that's the main thing, but still allow me to grow my business.
Got you. So is like time really driving the decision-making process? Is that a big factor for you?
Time is certainly one of them. And, you know, money is the other. I'll be honest.
You can
coach a lot more people in the same amount of time which you'd put into personal training.
Mm. What's your perception? No, you carry on what you're saying.
No, go with
it. I was just going to say, like, what's your perception of it and the execution? Because, like, obviously going online, we've just gone online with our business, but we were doing it, like, face-to-face, like, one-on-one, over video calls, that sort of thing. But obviously it's kind of like your business. There's only so many people you can teach, right? And it's a lot harder to go online because you've got that trust element, that credibility element, right? And then you've got to get the traffic. You've got to have, like, the e-commerce stores or the ability to take payment. You've got to have the websites. You've got to really up the social media. Like, how are you tackling that? Have you got a plan? Are you getting people involved to help you do it? Are you doing it yourself? Like, well, what's the plan? What's the process for you?
Well, as most things that I do the majority of stuff myself. But if I feel a need to approach other people and to help me actually grow the business, then that's what I'll have to do. But like you're saying, it's a lot of graft, and especially if you want to do it to a high standard, which I want to do, it's still going to take a lot of man hours because I still want to provide that quality service, not just like have thousands of clients online and, you know, everyone's just a number. I want to be able to, that I want people to still feel like they're actually valued and still have some good interaction with them, not just like they send me an email and then I reply like weeks later or something, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be as available as possible.
Got you. So what sort of model are you going for? Are you going for like low-end volume, or are you going for like a higher-end product where it's more bespoke and you train less people? What model are you going for?
Definitely a more high-end bespoke approach. If it's going to be high quality, you know, obviously the price is going to be a lot more than your typical, yeah, here's a diet plan for $9.99 or whatever they charge nowadays. It's going to be a very personalized approach. And also I'm doing it because like I want to get into coaching like bodybuilders for shows as well. Mm. That's something which I've always been interested in. And obviously it's not something that you can do face-to-face all the time as people are dotted up and down the country. So that was another driving factor to going online.
Cool. So like, is there any like tools or resources or books that you've kind of used over the last couple of years that have really helped you on your journeying with your business? Is there anything that you turn to?
Sorry, you broke up a bit then. Could you just repeat that?
I was just saying, like, in terms of like tools or resources or books or anything that you actually use that helps you and that you've used over the last couple of years that might benefit other people. Have you got any of those things that you can share?
Me, do you know what? I've been getting into a lot of like podcasts or like videos on YouTube, especially there's loads of guys or people. So like I listen to people like 3DMJ, 3D Muscle Journey. They're really good. They're very knowledgeable. It's a lot of bodybuilding based resources, to be fair, but they do talk about a whole range of topics. Like for training, I'll listen to guys like Ben Pakulski, who's very scientific about his approach in terms of training, which is, it's crazy because that wasn't my original approach to how I used to train. But I do like to get like input from all over, really, and kind of take all that information and use as much of it as I can, find whichever bits are relevant, really. So yeah, Ben Pakulski, MI40, that's another one. There's a guy called AJ Morris. He's really knowledgeable, very young guy, but he's doing really well. He does really well online as well. So I listened to a lot of his stuff. I was actually watching him before on YouTube. He does podcasts as well. So yeah, three of the main ones, but there's loads which I don't like, loads of guys, Lane Norton, I can't even think off the top of my head. There's loads anyway. Yeah. Listen all day.
Do you dedicate time like each day to like learning new things or like increasing your knowledge base, or are you just dipping in and out? Like, is there any structure behind what you're doing in terms of your personal development with all this information?
To be honest, I don't like have specific times I don't really dedicate specific times, but over the past however months I've been prepping, whilst I do my cardio, I'll always listen to a podcast or watch something on YouTube and try and get as much knowledge as possible. So it's been like, say, 30 to 60 minutes a day of knowledge, really.
Awesome. So, like, if we're looking 12 months down the line now with your business, like, what excites you most about it and the direction that it's going?
In 12 months?
Yeah, in the space of 12 months.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm going to do my utmost to really get this online stuff, you know, off the ground, really. I know there's a lot of competition out there. It seems like everyone wants to be online nowadays, but then again, everyone wants to be a PT as well. You know, there's so many courses going on and so many PTs getting qualified. So there's always loads of competition, but I'm confident that I have the ability to, you know, really be successful in this, and it's something I enjoy and would always push to be like one of the main guys in this industry.
Awesome. What's your mindset then on all the competition? Because obviously you're in the marketplace, you're looking around, you see all these guys and girls doing this online stuff. Like, what's your mindset? How do you look at it?
To be honest, it doesn't faze me. It's one of them. It's like, as long as you're good at what you do, that's all that matters. And you just focus on yourself. And if anything, you know, you can learn from other people. So I wouldn't like fear them. If I see that they're doing something good, I see if I can implement something similar, or, you know, I'll just take some of the values which they have in their service.
Yeah, I love that approach. I mean, I'm a big believer in kind of modeling. I use that a lot. It's not always a case about reinventing stuff. You don't have to create something brand new all the time. You can quite easily model something, put your own spin on it, and be just as successful, if not more successful, right? Like, there's an abundance out there. There's plenty for the taking. And I think a lot of people see competition and go, like, there's not enough left. But I believe the opposite. I think if there's people out there, it means there's a market for it. So it means there's more space. And the more appetite there is for it, the more there is for everyone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's really how I approach it and how we approach our business.
Yeah, definitely. If everyone wants to jump into something, then there's obviously got to be something there and people want. So, yeah, there's certainly a demand for what I do. And it's just about making people aware of my services and my knowledge and, you know, getting them to come my way. That's it.
Yeah, makes sense. Have you got a website and stuff set up now, or are you just working off your Instagram and your YouTube? Like, what's your setup at the moment?
Yeah, that's it at the moment. Just mainly work off my social media, but a website will be coming in the future. Now, this is something which I do need to get someone else to help me with, because I've tried sort of my own stuff out, my own website, and it didn't go to plan. So, yeah, definitely
need someone to help us out.
Awesome.
That's
in the pipeline.
Cool man, that sounds exciting. So we're just about to wrap things up. That went pretty quick.
It was a good
chat. We're like 32 minutes in, but is there any sort of final words for the listeners that you want to share, or just any advice that you want to give to people maybe in the fitness industry, just coming into it, or been in there in a while, or maybe they're exploring online or doing some vlogging like you're doing? Like, what's your advice? Have you got anything to share with those people?
Yeah, you know, like I just said before, the market, there's loads of people coming in on a daily basis. There's going to be loads of competition, but don't fear it. Just do you, be authentic. That's what I will say, be authentic. If you believe that you've got knowledge and you've got something to offer people, then, you know, just continue to do what you're doing, be persistent, and set yourself goals, set yourself targets in whichever area you want to delve into, and, you know, and just believe that you will make it. And no doubt you'll be successful in the future.
Thank you so much, Dale. I really appreciate that. We're going to put some links in the description just to direct people to your Instagram and your YouTube. But why don't you just let everyone know where they can find you and what the Instagram handles are and where you are on YouTube?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram on a daily basis. And that's at Instagram Field/FieldGlab. So yeah, I'm pretty easy to find on there. I think I'm the only Field Glab in the world. So you could even Google me.
Absolutely owning it.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm also on YouTube, Field Glab. So yeah, YouTube and Instagram. Instagram's my main thing. So yeah, give us a follow.
Yeah, sweet. Guys, go check him out. He's got an insane physique. Like, really insane.
Thank you.
You're competing. You're competing soon, right? You're going on stage?
No, I've competed. That's it. It's all done now. It's all over. It's just time to get fat again.
That winter bulk over Christmas.
That's it. Well, actually, not just yet, because I go on holiday soon, so got to keep it kind of tight.
Nice. Where are you going?
I'm going to Miami and then to Bahamas.
Nice. That's going to be awesome, man. Yeah. Always wanted to go to Miami. It's meant to be class. Some cool clubs out there as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Great chat, man. I really appreciate it. Super, super grateful for you jumping on this podcast. I hope everyone listening enjoyed it. Go check him out. He's the only Theo Golab on Instagram, the one and only. Go and check him out. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you, Theo. Really appreciate it, bud.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
See ya. Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. If you did, head over to your favorite app and leave us a short review. I'd really appreciate that. And if you wanted to learn more about our products and services, head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted an awesome website built for your coaching business, head over to our partner company, savectormedia.com. That's all from me. See you soon.